Blog Talk Radio.
All of me Seagulls and Gamers, this is Nurse Hatchet. You are listening to the Wolf Pack.
You are listening to Full Spectrum Horror.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you're about to experience may be the most exciting night of your life. Your seat will start rumbling. Your heart will start to pound. But don't be alarmed. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what you came here for. The party starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, coming at you loud, live, and direct from the darkest depths of your imagination. Welcome.
We take you to the Hotel Martinet in Brooklyn, where Bobby Millette and his orchestra are offering a program of dance music.
You're Satan, aren't you?
Boy, I could never sit through this without a couple of beers, you know?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, introducing the seventh member of the Village People.
The horror sex symbol, Christopher Hyland.
Not just dancing. He's firming his thighs and tightening his buttock.
Oh, man, this is so bad.
I mean, women just, you know, they gravitate towards me. I mean, I don't understand. I think I have a certain kind of magnetism.
The king of splatterpunk, Eric Morse.
A sad, strange little man, and you have my pity.
And now, on with the show.
Radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives.
On its skin. Else it gets the hose again.
I like that. That's cool.
All right. You're going to learn today.
I'm going to run you out, see? Run you out. Yes. Welcome to another episode of Full Spectrum Horror. I am your host, Rubberman. And with me, as always, the latest from John Candy? Don't mind if I do. Say hello, Mr. Candy.
Yeah, right.
Gordon Scares, everybody. This is William Patterson, a.k.a. Eric Morris. Yes, indeed.
And with us, we have a very special guest tonight. Say hello to the one and only Bobby Morgan, or as I like to call him sometimes, Morgan Fairchild. Say hello, Bobby.
Hey. I just don't think I could.
Go ahead.
I feel so intimidated by that introduction. I just don't think I could live up to that height.
Oh, it's okay.
No, yeah, but I appreciate it.
Highland, next time, could you please leave your window closed? You know, after the introduction, I mean, you keep opening the window and we keep hearing the alarm and everything.
My alarm.
You know, the alarm and the you know, all
that
all
thing
the
at the beginning.
The love shack.
Wasn't me. But as I was saying, I'm sure you, Bobby, would love to tell our listeners that you have your own blog or website or whatever it is. Am I right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I write for a couple websites, and I have a blog that I haven't updated in a long time, though I did get back. I just went back to the WordPress site a while back, recently, just to see if anybody had bothered reading it. And surprisingly, it's still getting hits, and I haven't even written anything for it in several months. But yeah, I write for two different websites, Geeks of Doom and Eurocult AD. So they're easy to find, but geeksofdoom.com and Euro, it's Euro Cult, cult.av.com. And I've been writing for Geeks of Doom for, 8 years now, and Eurocult for close to 5. And still loving it.
That's pretty good.
Cool.
I'm sure you've learned a lot by writing for those websites.
Well, it gives me a great outlet, great outlets to write about, and of course, get free movies, so you can't complain about that.
I've read a lot of your articles, and take it from your listeners, he's pretty good as a writer.
Thank you. I try to be. I appreciate that.
So what do you write about there, Bobby?
Mostly movies. I mean, for Geeks of Doom, I write, sometimes I write reviews, and mostly I write, news items or, special articles about topics, relating to movies. Sometimes I write about TV or music, but mostly about movies. And at Eurocult, I'm always writing reviews of. I get a lot of interest in movies. Sometimes, a lot of times, I get Blu-rays that are released, overseas, because I have a Region 3 Blu-ray player, so I can watch movies from all over the world. So, I get a lot of import stuff, and it's very interesting. I mean, it's really enhanced my movie collection, and I've met a lot of interesting people, and it's a great gig. And I'm enjoying it, and yeah, like I said, you know, I've met so many cool people, you know, Mr. Hyland being one of them, of course, and yourself, Mr. Passion.
Yeah, Mr. Hyland is a very interesting person.
Why, thank you.
He's one of the coolest. And I mean that sincerely, Chris.
Yes, our little horror sex symbol here. Oh, which reminds me of
Oh, for sure. Am I supposed to do something?
No. That's just your intro.
Oh. Or am I supposed to say to the listeners, call 1-900-LICK. You know you want to.
Okay, I'm not even going to comment on that.
How much would you charge for something like that, Chris?
$6.66 a minute.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good deal.
Yep. All right, Mr. Hyland, guess what time it is?
Oh, God, not again.
Oh, yes, but this time I don't have the song, unfortunately. I know how
okay.
much you love the song.
Good, thank God.
So it's ladies and gentlemen, for what is on Chris's mind. You know, all you ladies out there want to know what the horror sex symbol is thinking about right now.
I have a lot on my mind. Or not. Sometimes it's blank. Okay. And I'm sure our listeners are very grateful that you don't have that song and you're not singing. So I will get to the point. And what is tonight's topic? Well, tonight's topic is about friendship. 10 years ago in January, I had my last birthday party. And I had three people who were there. I had more people were there than that. But three people were there who were there. They were my friends at the time. And after the party wrapped up, after everybody went home, it hit me that those three particular people are not going to remain my friends. And as the years went by, not very many, it turned out I was right. Circumstances led to that. And one of those friends, I knew that I was going to be friends with them for exactly 7 years. Almost to the day, exactly to the month. And I was right. It happened exactly that way. I didn't want that. I didn't want it to turn out like that. But it did. And there was nothing I could do about it. And I know I'm segueing to something completely different now, but trust me, it's related.
Well, you know
when
what?
I'm not finished.
Okay, go
when
for it.
When I graduated from high school, my parents threw a party for me. Well, it wasn't really for me. It was for my relatives. So they were gathered on the deck of the house that I used to live in. And a friend of mine came over for it. And for most of the event, I was in the basement just, I just felt like being alone. I didn't feel like conversing with any of them. And the whole time, not one of them congratulated me. And for me to graduate, for me to have graduated from high school was a pretty amazing feat in itself, given the circumstances. And no, I will not go into those circumstances. But trust me, anybody who could accomplish any feat that is stacked against them is worth enough. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
But hey, don't take it from me. You don't want to hear my problems. But getting to what I said before about friendship, Papa is a Rolling Stone. And the lyrics say it all. Sleep tight, kids. So, is that enlightening for you, or what?
Oh, very enlightening. Very good. Very good indeed, Mr. Highland.
Yeah. You'll learn more about me as time goes on.
Cool deal. Alrighty, so are we ready for our discussion of the sci-fi horror classic? The Incredible Melting Mass.
Classic.
In a manner of speaking.
Oh, God. Yeah, I just saw this movie for the first time. Oh, God, I don't know if I'm gonna see this movie again. Saw it last night. Late last night. And I was building it up in my mind to be more gruesome than it was. And I was watching it, and I'm thinking, oh, it doesn't feel bad. I mean, I can handle this just fine. I'm handling it just fine. So, and you two have seen it, right?
Oh yeah. I saw it in the theater when it came out.
Oh my God! Well, how did people react? Do you remember?
They were grossed out. They were grossed out.
They were gross.
Well, it could have been a lot more gruesome. I mean, there could have been. It could have been like bloody pus and tons of organs just flopping around and dropping out of the guy's body and I know towards the end you see an eyeball just flow out of his head, and there could have been just more body parts involved, but it's mostly bloody skin.
Pretty much.
Yeah,
I have to give credit to Rick Baker for the, you know, for his work on that, you know, because I mean he pretty much had to keep that going and, you know, keep it looking keep a continuity to the look on it all the way through the film.
Yeah, I think the effects work is definitely, you know, it's definitely one of the highlights of the movie, and I think that I think it's about as gruesome. I think if they had been made a decade or two later, it would have been gorier. You know, it would have been more spilled entrails. You know, like more severed limbs. I think, you know, it's the 1970s, so it's an R-rated, you know, drive-in movie. So I think when I first saw it, it was a lot gorier than I had expected. Because there's some moments like that whole business with the guy getting his head ripped off, and then that's my favorite sequence in the whole movie. The guy gets he gets pulled off camera, and it cuts away to another scene. Then they come back, and all of a sudden his head's getting thrown in a river in slow motion, and it's just drifting down the river, and it cuts away to another scene. Then they cut back to it, and the head's still flowing down the river, and it goes over a little waterfall, lands on a rock, and just busts like a melon filled with red Karo syrup.
That'd be funny if it was featured in Mystery Science Theater 3000, where they showed that scene and they said, let's see that in instant replay.
Actually, I think they did.
They did, yeah. That was a Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh my God.
I don't think they made that joke, but they did. They did. I remember I'd seen that episode of Mystery Science Theater 3000. I actually saw it like late last year. And they, I forgot what they said about that scene, but I knew they couldn't ignore it.
Well, I got to see that. Oh, God. I have to see that now.
And it's on YouTube.
Nolan. Oh, man.
Ooh, I'm going to be all over that episode like white on rice.
Why? You didn't think that Mystery Science Theater was going to grab on to this? This would have been one of the first movies they would.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh, God, how did I not know this? Oh.
I don't think I realized it until recently.
Something. Oh, my God, the world's falling apart.
Well, speaking of the movie, it starts out, there's a lot of plot holes in this movie. I was saying to myself at the beginning when he's in the hospital, I mean, you'd think that the guy would be under more secure quarantine, but he's in just a hospital in some kind of compound at the, what is it, the, oh God.
It looks like they just rented out a power station and, you know, turned into a hospital. It doesn't seem like a real hospital to me, or even, they didn't even try to make it look like a hospital.
Supposedly a secret laboratory area.
you'd think he'd be guarded a lot more, but he wasn't. He was just
a warehouse facility.
Yeah, he was just bandaged up, and they didn't realize how dangerous he was. And so he just busts out of there, and he chases the nurse in super slow motion. You don't even see him chasing her. You just see the nurse running down the long hallway in super slow motion. And she ends up running through the glass plate door. Doesn't even bother to open it. Bam!
I found that very amusing.
Of course she's not hurt.
Yeah, she's okay. Just walk it off.
And then right after that, you see the point of view of the melting man coming after her and thinking, well, really? He chases her that fast? Even though he's melting? How did he do that?
like a tortoise and the hare thing. I think it was easy for him to catch up to her once she knocked her dumbass out.
It's like he's a superhero or something. Oh, what you? So people ask him, "Oh, what's your power?" "Oh, I'm gonna melt in front of you, and so that distracts you." And that would be weird to have a superhero group, have a man that melts.
People look
at him and they gross people out.
That's all he does. He just melts.
Power is that he melts in front of you and grosses you out. Oh no! Don't hurt me, Mr. Melty.
He fights crime by making criminals throw up.
So what he would do? He would melt and reconstitute. He'd be constantly doing that.
Lovely. that was another part in this movie. They absolutely knew that he was going to completely melt away in like 7 hours.
That was funny.
Yeah,
and this scientist was constantly going after him, saying, "Oh, let me help you." And I'm watching this, thinking, "Okay, help him how?"
Yeah, exactly. The guy's melting. You know, how are you going to help him?
And maybe you can offer him an antibiotic or something.
Stuff. I mean, you know, why did they absolutely need to have? Oh, the wife is pregnant and she could abort the baby thing all the way through. Oh, she's very delicate. Oh, great. It was like, okay, here's biggest plot thing in the damn movie is that the guy's wife is pregnant. Whoa, that just thrills us to death, huh?
Riveting storytelling.
Yes, very riveting.
There's a lot of filler in that movie.
Yeah,
they just didn't have enough story. Apparently, the fact that they made a movie called The Incredible Melting Man, and they had a man who was incredible and melting, it just wasn't enough for them. So they had to add in all these subplots. It just goes nowhere.
I love the Frankenstein reference too, the little kid.
Yeah, Frankenstein never looked like that.
Oh, God. Mommy, help me. Frankenstein's fucking... Yeah, right. You know, it's the big guy with oozing himself. That's not
seeing
Frankenstein.
His red, yeah, seeing his red skin made me want some Kool-Aid.
Oh yeah!
It made me
think of this one line from Married with Children where the kids say "lick toe rot" and the other one says "eat roadkill," and Al says, "You know, I'm getting hungry."
Anyway,
so I'm sure you would agree with me when I say that this movie needs to be remade.
No, really, it doesn't need to be remade. It needs to, because unless of course you're going to give it to those geniuses, the Soskas, to finish.
That would
be perfect. Either of them or Uwe Boll. Mr. Uwe Gooey.
Rich and Chewy.
Huh? Mr. Highland?
I didn't say anything.
You're not saying anything.
No, I said I didn't say anything. I thought you you said what?
No, I didn't say what. I was sitting there talking about the remake idea.
Oh. But yeah, I do think it could stand to have a remake, but with a lot more body parts coming off the Melting Man.
Yeah, really. Yeah, a little bit of that, and you know, a little bit more something to it. I mean, you know, actually have it look like a real military base instead of a meat packing plant.
Yeah.
With a big old truck in the side that says Barclay's Meat. On the side, oh my God.
and it having it actually be a genuine horror movie with comedic elements on the side.
Because if it was a
complete horror comedy, it wouldn't work as well.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they could vastly improve the opening of the film. I mean, you know, the spaceship set wasn't really that good. I mean, you know, basically what did they do? Take them over to a generator closet, put them in there, and put the camera up in their faces with three spacesuits. And a little light shining up into their faces.
Yeah, it was funny footage.
They did what they could with a budget of $5.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know, I mean the majority of the budget went to the spacesuits.
And to pay Rick Baker's salary, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
The special effects, that was it.
Well, you know, that and they had to go through a lot of ice cream to sit there and have them pouring the ice cream on the Melting Man.
That's what that was?
No. Actually, it was melting wax.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a melting wax and rubber thing that they used. It was a goo.
Oh, God, that guy must have been in agony shooting that movie.
No, not
okay.
Really.
He had Ben and Jerry coming out of every pore.
Oh man.
But they used like wax melting on it and stuff, and you know, had heaters on him constantly and that. I mean, you know, I mean, the guy did sweat quite a bit. I mean, I read up on this film and that it was like, ugh. Fun.
You,
Mr. Holland, would want to do the remake. You'd want to be the Melting Man, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I it's possible.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, it's possible.
Put some goo on your head and have it just pouring down your face and stuff.
Just my head. I have to get more than my head.
Yeah, I know. That's yeah,
I'm sure the outtakes would be hilarious.
Oh yeah, the outtakes. Oh my God, yeah. Oh yeah,
That's what they need to do with especially horror movies. When they put them on DVD and Blu-ray, they need to have the outtakes. But no, they can't do that.
No, they usually do have the outtakes.
Where?
It's usually on the DVDs.
I'm not aware.
Yeah, you gotta go on the extra features.
Oh, yeah, but not all movies have them.
Not all of them, yeah, but
no.
if they have a really good outtake reel, they'll usually put that in.
Some movies don't like to include outtakes because, you know, they think it ruins their ability to be taken seriously. You know, like some high end drama or some, you know, pretentious horror movie. You know, they can't have an outtakes reel of, you know, the actors blowing their lines and laughing at the monsters. Like, God, this is stupid. This is so silly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hell, you look, you know, what really gets me is some of these movies where they actually have the outtake reel as the end credits.
Yeah.
Yeah, Burt Reynolds movies always have one of those.
are always funny as shit. I've seen a few horror movies, and these are really bad horror movies that usually have those.
Yeah, they always need so much. I've seen movies where they kind of cut the end credits in, they play in between, you know, the end credit cards, you know, to pad out the running time because by the time the end credits roll, they realize, well, our movie's only 60 minutes long.
Pretty much.
God, what do we do to kill more time?
Yeah, let's do that.
You know what really would be funny? I can't believe I'm thinking this. That if porn movies would have blooper reels at the end.
They do, as I said.
I would have loved to have seen a Texas Chainsaw Massacre, you know, blooper reel.
Hell yeah.
A bunch of footage of Leatherface dropping his chainsaw and making like a goofy like, wah wah.
Oh yeah.
You just reminded me of my idea for a Texas Chainsaw Massacre TV show, having it be like the Addams Family and Arsenic and Old Lace.
Oh God, not that one again.
Oh come on, I think that'd be pretty good.
Yeah,
good
right.
Nice, Chris.
that sounds
great, Mr. Highland. Yeah, the cannibal family.
And of course Ed Neal would have to star. He'd be hilarious in it.
Oh, his chef?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what he'd be doing there, but he'd be doing something.
Well, that's the role he played in the 3D movie just from a few years ago.
What, Ed Harris?
No,
Ed,
I said
no,
Ed
no, wait,
Neal.
No, I'm sorry. I'm getting them confused. Like, no, not Ed Neal. That was Bill Moseley. No.
Yeah, that was Bill Moseley that did the chef the 3D one. That was an interesting movie too. Love that movie. You know, they had the Kat Von D lookalike being the cousin who inherits everything, including Leatherface. Yeah, here's your inheritance. You get your dear old cousin Bubba. Wears dead people on his face. Lovely person.
He kind of keeps to himself. You know, he won't ask you for much, but, you know, sometimes you might have to let him out.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, and you have to take him out to the graveyard so he can take a poop once in a while. Yeah. Little leash time.
Take him to the park and walk around.
Funny as shit.
He's already been neutered, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, pretty much. Mr. Highland, are you there?
Yes.
I'm surprised you're not getting in on this.
I'm thinking.
You're thinking. Uh-oh, that's bad. Mr. Highland's thinking. It's evil. Oh, yeah. The evil genius is thinking.
Well, getting back to the movie, it ends rather abruptly, and he just melts, and finally, and it cuts to the next day, and you just see a janitor just cleaning up, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, please don't let it be open for a sequel. Just please don't do that. Please. And finally, it just ends with test footage of a rocket just going up.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, good.
I just love that janitor, though. He's sitting there like, oh, God damn it. You know, people leaving junk all over here. You know, just that look on his face.
That never happens in a horror movie. You know, some person coming along and cleaning up everything from the night before. So,
in a monster movie, we never see the monster like melt down to a puddle of crap and then just get scooped up and thrown in the trash. It's a very dignified end for the Incredible Melting Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. You think that scientists would have come along and collected it for analysis?
Maybe they can clone him. Yeah, I think that was around back in the '70s, sort of. That would have been a great idea for a sequel, a good launching pad for, you know, clone of the Incredible Melting Man.
That would be the Kool-Aid Man.
Alrighty, Joe.
Imagine making a commercial out of that.
Left in the show.
Yeah, I'm looking at my watch. Okay, well, this went as expected. So I'd like to thank my co-host, Mr. John Candy, and my mystery guest, Mr. Bobby Morgan Fairchild. And let's see, next month, I have no idea what we're going to be doing, but I'm sure it's going to be interesting.
Next month is Horror News and Review.
Yes, that's right, but still, I do not know what we're going to be doing. But I do know that next week, Eric has a guest, and I can't remember who that will be, but I'm sure it'll be fun.
Oh, yes, and weren't you going to be coming on as co-host this time?
Yes.
Oh, boy, yes. Yeah, we're going to have fun because this is an author, and we're going to be talking about his book, and Mr. Highland's going to be in Wonderland.
Can I come too? I want to come.
Yeah, you're coming.
Thank you.
All right. So, anyways, yeah. So we've got 1 minute left. So actually, we got nothing.